Hello and welcome again to the Slider Insider, the sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean. I am your host. Let's get into episode number 14. So, welcome everybody back for another episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. So, where we left off on things last week, the previous week, there was a lot of rain and things of that nature. So, the last episode, we didn't really have a lot to go over due to the weather and cancellations. This episode is quite the opposite. Mother Nature, for the most part, cooperated and we were able to get most races in. And have a lot of things to talk about. So before we dive into those things, we'll go over the bad news, the casualties for this last week. We had the High Limit Racing Series, originally scheduled to race at Kokomo on May 2nd. Pushed that event back to May 3rd, hoping to get that event in. Unfortunately, that event was lost to weather, and they weren't able to get it in there. So that was the first cancellation of the week. Then we had the NARC King of the West Series scheduled for May 6th at Silver Dollar Speedway. Unfortunately, that event also lost the weather. And then the USAC Silver Crown Series scheduled to race at Terre Haute Action Track on May 7th. Also canceled due to the weather. So with those out of the way, we'll dive right into things with the races that we were able to get in over the last week. So on May 4th, the All-Star Circuit of Champions raced at Atomic Speedway for the Night the Stars Come Out. Quick time for the event was Kyle Larson at 11.041 seconds. Heat race winners for the event were G, Schoenberg, Thomas, Courtney, and Schaefer. Front row for the main event was Tyler Courtney and Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson would go on to pick up the win with Tyler Courtney in second. Rico Abreu in third, Parker Price Miller in fourth, Cale Thomas in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Lance Lewis, going plus 14, 22nd to 8th. The conclusion of the event, the current point standings for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, is Brent Marks in first, Tyler Courtney currently second in points at 2 points behind, Parker Price Miller in third at 12 points behind, Zeb Wise in 4th at 20 points behind. Cap Henry in 5th at 30 points behind the lead. Next up we had the World of Outlaws at Eldora Speedway for the Let's Race 2 weekend. That being alongside the USAC National 410s. I'll cover the USAC portion whenever we get to the non-wing segment of the show here. So for the World of Outlaws on Friday, May 5th, Logan Schuhart went quick time at 12.916 seconds. Heat race winners included Sweet, Hodenshield, Schuhart, and Schatz. During the heat race action, we had an incident between Kyle Larson and Zeb Wise going down the back stretch. During the heat race, Zeb Wise drifted up track. Didn't seem like he realized Kyle Larson was there up on the high side coming down the backstretch. And they made contact right there by the gate with Zeb Wise getting into Larson with his right rear. This caused Zeb Wise to go airborne and tumbled several times during the event. Also, Larson, after being involved, rolled all the way from turn 3 all the way into the work area in the infield. Zeb Wise was treated, checked out, made sure that didn't have anything serious going on. It does sound like he's going to be okay. Was shaken up, potentially concussion and things of that nature, but otherwise everything seemed to check out okay from everything that I've seen on the incident. Following Larson cruising to the work area, it was announced that he was disqualified from the heat race due to the rule violation and not stopping whenever the bread came out. So a little bit of a controversial thing there. You know, different people arguing whether it should have been or shouldn't have. But regardless, it was upheld as a rules violation and was disqualified from the heat race. Larson was able to transfer through the B main and make the main event from the back. So for the main event, we had Brad Sweet and Rico Abreu start on the front row. Logan Schuhart was able to jump out to the early lead, followed by Rico Abreu and Brad Sweet and Donnie Schatz shortly thereafter. There was a little bit of moves there from between Rico, Brad Sweet, and Donnie Schatz throughout the early part of the race before Rico settled into the second position. Late in the race, Donnie Schatz made an effort to move up, and then Rico also made a move for the lead over Schuhart. But Schuhart ran a very good lap during that and was able to take the lead back and held on for the win. So the finish for that race was Logan Schuhart in first, Rico Abreu in second, Donnie Schatz in third, Brad Sweet in fourth, and David Gravel ran out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Kyle Larson, coming from the back, going plus 12, 22nd to 10th. The next night for night two for the World of Outlaws, David Gravel went quick time at 12.714 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Macedo, Macri, Gravel, and Schuhart. For the main event, we had Sheldon Hodenshield and Rico Abreu starting the front row. Hodenshield and Rico battled for the lead there throughout the early part of the race. Sheldon ultimately faded and then ultimately lost the right rear tire that blew out coming out turn four down the front stretch. Logan Schuhart also had a tire go on him, resulting in him making heavy contact to the wall in turns one and two. Donnie Schatz made a late race charge against Rico, at one point making a pass on Rico, but Rico was able to take the lead back going into one and two and was able to hang on for the win. So the finish for the night was Rico Abreu in first, Donnie Schatz in second, David Gravel in third, Brian Brown in fourth, and Justin Peck rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Hunter Schoenberg, going plus 11, 23rd to 12th. So with the conclusion of the two-night event for the World of Outlaws, the current point standings are Brad Sweet in first, Carson Macedo in second at 2 points behind, David Gravel currently in third at 28 points behind, Logan Schuhart in fourth at 86 points behind, and Sheldon Hodenshield currently in fifth at 134 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the OVSCA at Atomic Speedway on May 6th. Cole Duncan went quick time at 12.166 seconds. Heat race winners included G, Hessen, and Skaggs. For the main event, we had Danny Smith and Jake Hessen starting the front row. Cole Duncan was able to hang on for the win, with Jake Hessen coming in second, Danny Smith in third, Gary Taylor in fourth, and Skylar G rounding out the top five. Hard chargers for the night were Brian Knuckles and Nate Reeser, both going plus five. So for points, I wasn't able to locate updated OVSCA points as of yet following the event. But for the Atomic Speedway points, currently Cole Duncan is in first, Danny Smith in second at 29 points behind, Jake Hessen in third at 32 points behind, Justin Clark in fourth at 37 points behind, and Josh Davis in fifth at 46 points behind the lead. Next up, we had the MOA Sprints for a two-night schedule over the weekend. First night on Friday, May 5th, They were at Jacksonville Speedway in Illinois. Heat race winners for the night include Balog, Martin, and Wyant. Chris Martin and Paul Nienhuyser started on the front row. Corey Wyant was able to hang on for the win, with Jake Blackhurst in second, Riley Goodnow in third, Joe B. Miller in fourth, and Tim Estensen in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Brenham Crouch, going plus 11, 21st to 10th. The next night, the most sprints were at Highland Speedway, that being on May 6th. Heat race winners for the night were Littleton and Montgomery. For the main event, we had Gage Montgomery and Jordan Goldsberry on the front row. Jordan Goldsberry was able to hang on for the win, with Gage Montgomery coming home in second, Corbin Gurley in third, Joby Miller in fourth, Logan Falcone in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Preston Perlmutter, going plus 5, 14th to 9th. So after the two night of racing there for the Moe Sprints, their current point standings are Corbin Gurley in first at 167 points, Joby Miller in second at 1 point behind, Tim Estensen in third, rather, at 5 points behind, Gage Montgomery in fourth at 15 points behind, and then fifth, Logan Falcone at 19 points behind the lead. So moving on to weekly action for the Wing 410s. We have William Grove Speedway race on Friday, May 5th. Jeff Halligan went quick time at 16.372 seconds. Heat race winners include Stutz, Norris, and Dietz. Chase Dietz and Dylan Norris started on the front row for the main event. Chase Dietz was able to hang on for the win, with Freddie Raymer coming home in second, Danny Dietrich in third, Jeff Halligan in fourth, and TJ Stutz round out the top five. The current point standings for Williams Grove. We currently have a tie for first between Freddie Raymer and Danny Dietrich, tied at 960 points. And third is TJ Stutz at 10 points behind the lead. Kyle Reinhart, 20 points behind fourth. And in fifth, Devin Borden, at 70 points behind the lead. Next up, we have Lincoln Speedway in action Saturday, May 6th. At Dylan Norris go quick time at 13.392 seconds. Heat race winners include Freddie Raymer, Kyle Reinhart, and Danny Dietrich. For front row of the main event, we had Freddie Raymer and Corey Haas start in the front row. Freddie Raymer held on for the win, with Dylan Norris in second, Danny Dietrich in third, Troy Wagaman in fourth, and Kyle Moody in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Billy Dietrich, going plus 10, 24th to 14th. Next up, we had Knoxville Raceway at 410 weekly action on Saturday, May 6th. Kerry Mattson went quick time at 16.298 seconds. Heat race winners included Zomer, Heskin, and Williamson. The main event saw Aaron Reitzel and Kerry Mattson start on the front row. Aaron Reitzel, who had a pretty dominating performance over the weekend in both the 410s and 360s, which we'll cover here shortly, was able to hang on for the win. So it was Aaron Reitzel in first, Kerry Mattson in second, Linton Jeffrey in third, Chase Randall in fourth, and Garrett Williamson round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Tasker Phillips, going plus 13, 19th to 6th. Also on May 6th, we have Port Royal. Heat race winners for the night there include Logan Wagner, Ryan Smith, Dylan Cisney, and Steve Buckwalter. Steve Buckwalter and Austin Bishop started on the front row of the main event. Blaine Heimbach was able to hang on for the win, with Devin Borden coming home in second, Jeff Halligan in third, Steve Buckwalter in fourth, and Dylan Cisney coming home fifth. Hard charger for the night was Blaine Heimbach, going plus 11, 12th to 1st. So at the conclusion of the event, current point standings at Port Royal are Devin Borden in first, Dylan Cisney in second at 40 points behind, Jeff Halligan in third at 95 points behind, Justin Whittle, at 110 points behind, and Gerard McIntyre currently fifth at 130 points behind the lead. Next up, we have Fremont Speedway for their season opener on Saturday, May 6th. Craig Kimenall went quick time at 13.217 seconds. Heat race winners include Andrews, Reed, and Henry. Main event saw Byron Reed and TJ Michaels turn in the front row. Cap Henry would go on to take the win, with Travis Filo coming home in second, TJ Michael in third, Chris Andrews in fourth, and Seth Sabo coming home in fifth. On May 5th, we had Lernerville in action with 410 wing sprints. Heat race winners for the night were Hoball, Gallagher, and Zimbardi. Darren Gallagher and George Hoball Jr. started on the front row of the main event. Brandon Spithaler would go on to take the win, with AJ Flick in second, Dale Blaney in third, Trey Jacobs in fourth, and Matt Farnham in fifth. Current point standings at Lernerville is AJ Flick in first, Trey Jacobs in second at 8 points behind, Dale Blaney in third at 10 points behind, and Brandon Spithaler in fourth, 15 points behind, and Darren Gallagher in fifth at 20 points behind the lead. Next night on May 6th, we had Michaels Mercer Raceway in action. Heat race winners for the night were Cornball, Jones, Bauer, and Mattis. For the main event, Brandon Spithaler would go on to take the win, Michael Bauer in second, Jeremy Cornball in third, Adam Kekich in fourth, and Chris Myers in fifth. Next up, we have 360 action. So we had the NRA Sprint Invaders and the Great Lakes Super Sprints in action together at Lima Land Motorsports Park in Ohio. Nate Dessel would go quick time at 13.440 seconds. Heat race winners were Dessel, Dobie, and Keegan. For the main event, saw Mike Keegan and Nate Dessel in the front row. Dylan Westbrook would go on to take the win, with Nate Dessel coming home in second, Randy Hannigan in third, Darren Nida in fourth, and Mike Keegan rounding out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Randy Hannigan, going plus 13, 16th to third. Current NRA point standings is Nate Dessel in first, Randy Hannigan in second, Phil Gressman in third, Luke Griffith in fourth, and Max Stambaugh in fifth. For the Great Lakes Super Sprints, their points are currently Max Stambaugh in first, Phil Gressman in second, Luke Griffith in third, Tyler Rankin in fourth, and Dustin Daggett in fifth. So with those series running a combined schedule, there's options there for drivers to compete in points in one, the other, or both. So as we're seeing there, a lot of people showing up on the point standings on both series currently. Next up, we have the Empire Super Sprints in action on May 6th at Fonda Speedway in New York. Danny Verin would go quick time for the night. Heat race winners include Verin, Swernick, and Franick. For the main event, we saw Matt Turner and Danny Verin start on the front row. Sean Donath would go on to take the win, with Danny Verin in second, Matt Tanner in third, Jordan Poirier in fourth, and Davey Franick ran out the top five. Current point standings for the Empire Super Sprints are Danny Verin in first, Sean Donath in second at 8 points behind, Jordan Poirier at 25 points behind in third. Fourth place is Dylan Swernick at 33 points behind. And then currently fifth in points is Davey Franick at 42 points behind the lead. Next up, we have 360s in action at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri on May 6th. Heat race winners for the night include Covington, Paulus, Helt, and Martin. For the main event, we had Matt Covington and Chase Porter starting in the front row. Matt Covington would go on to pick up the win with Chance Morton in second, Roger Crockett in third, Chase Porter in fourth, and Brandon Anderson in fifth. Hard chargers for the night were Brandon Anderson and Brett Triplett, both going +9 for the night. Next up on May 6th, going back to Knoxville Raceway, as previously mentioned, we had the 360s in action alongside the 410s. For the 360 portion, Chase Randall went quick time at 16.601 seconds. For the main event, we had Terry McCarl and Tyler Gronendijk start on the front row. Aaron Reitzel would go on to pick up the win there. Chase Randall coming in second. Garrett Williamson in third. Terry McCarl in fourth. And Clint Gardner picking up fifth place there. Hard charger for the night. We had Clint Gardner, Colin Moyle, and Timothy Smith all going +5 for the main event there. Moving on to non-wing action. Going back to Eldora Speedway, we had the USAC AMSOIL National 410s along with the World of Outlaws for that Let's Race 2 weekend. On Friday, May 5th, for the USAC portion of the event, Brady Bacon went quick time at 16.778 seconds. Heat race winners for the night include Westfall, Blue, Cummins, and Swanson. Kyle Cummins and CJ Leary line up on the front row of the main event. Cummins will jump out to the early lead, but with about 21 laps to go, Justin Grant was able to catch him and take over command. Once Justin Grant got out front, other than a late race caution and a few wall taps there on the closing laps, Justin Grant held on for the win. Brady Bacon coming home in second, Kyle Cummins in third, Emerson Axum in fourth, and Kevin Thomas Jr. in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Cody Swanson going 17th to 8th at +9. Next night for night two, Matt Westfall went quick time at 15.931 seconds. Heat race winners include Ballou, Grant, Moles, and Hewitt. Did have a couple incidents during the fourth heat race. During the pre-race lineups, when lining up for the front row, had some contact between Dalton Stevens and Dyson Pursley. Dyson Pursley seemed to turn down the track into the side of Dalton Stevens and resulted in Stevens popping up and over Pursley's left front tire with their right rear. Didn't seem to be any significant damage other than some bent Nerf bars and things of that nature, but no damage it caused anyone to drop out of the race. Dyson Pursley did come to a stop going down the front stretch immediately after the contact. Again, may have just popped it out of gear or something like that, but was able to refire and rejoin the field with no repair. Unfortunately, where Pursley came to a stop, did have to rejoin the rear of the field, losing the front row starting position. On the start of the fourth heat race there, there was some contact between Dalton Stevens and the wall going down the front stretch and resulted in rolling over several times on the approach going down the front stretch and into turn one. Moving on to the main event, we had Emerson Axum and CJ Leary starting in the front row of the main event. CJ Leary would jump out to the early lead. Justin Grant would work his way up through kind of that second, third, fourth place area before catching up to CJ Leary with about 12 to go. Justin Grant was reeling him in when unfortunately had a lap car of Zach Pretorius getting to the outside wall in the middle of turns 3 and 4. Unfortunately, this happened directly in front of Justin Grant as he was trying to catch CJ Leary. And with nowhere to go, Justin Grant got into the stalled car there at the top of the turn launching Justin Grant into the air, making contact with another passing car, and then Justin Grant coming to rest at the bottom of turns 3 and 4, close to about turn 4. With that damage, they couldn't repair, taking Justin Grant out of contention for the event. CJ Leary would retain the lead on the restart and would go on the cruise for the win. So finished with CJ Leary in first, Jake Swanson in second, Chase Stockton in third, Mitchell Moles in fourth, and Kyle Cummins round out the top five. Carson Garrett went quick, hard charger, I'm sorry, plus 14, 20th to 6th. So at the conclusion of the two-night Let's Race 2 weekend for the USAC 410s, current point standings are CJ Leary and Justin Grant both tied at 415 points apiece. Emerson Axum currently third at 18 points behind. Kyle Cummins in fourth at 25 points behind. And Brady Bacon currently in fifth at 41 points behind the lead. Next up, we had a two-race schedule over the weekend for the Power Eye War Series, along with the Power Eye National Midgets. First night of which, on May 5th, was at Sweet Springs Motorplex. For the Power Eye War Series, heat race winners included Benson and Wagner. Front row for the main event had Wesley Smith and Quentin Benson. Quentin Benson would go on to take the win with Wesley Smith in second, Jack Wagner in third, Corey Schutte in fourth, and Xavier Doney in fifth. Hard charger was Cody Baker going plus 4. For the Power Eye Midget portion of the event, we had Felker, Denny, and Sarf as heat race winners. For the 30-lap main event, we had Carter Sarf and Andrew Felker starting the front row. Carter Sarf would go on to take the win with Jacob Denny in second, Andrew Felker in third, Corbin Ruschenberg in fourth, and Jake Andreotti in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Jake Andreotti going plus 9, 14th to 5th. For night 2 over the weekend for those series, they continued on May 6th to Lucas Oil Speedway. For the Power of War series for that event, we had Johnson and Doney as heat race winners. Chase Johnson and Jack Wagner would line up on the front row of the main event. Chase Johnson would go on to pick up the win, with Jack Wagner coming home in second, Xavier Doney in third, Corey Schutte in fourth, and Anthony Nicholson in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Dean Bowers going plus 5, 13th to 8th. For the Power Eye National Midgets portion of the event, we had Edie and Denny as heat race winners. Jacob Denny and Mariah Edie would go on, start on the front row of the main event. Jacob Denny would pick up the win with Chase Johnson in second, Jake Andreotti in third, Carter Sarf in fourth, and Corbin Ruschenberg in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Carter Sarf going plus 12, 16th to 4th. Next up, we have the Boss Series non-wing sprints for two-night schedule over the weekend. First night on May 5th, they're at Hilltop Speedway. Ricky Lewis would go quick time at 13.894 seconds. Gardner, Fredrickson, and Perrigo would go as heat race winners. Carmen Perrigo and Joey Amantia would start on the front row of the main event. Carmen Perrigo would go on to pick up the win with Cody Gardner in second, Isaac Chappell in third, Ricky Lewis in fourth, and Joey Amantia in fifth. Paul Deuce would go as hard charger at plus 7. The next night, the Boss Series was at Wayne County Speedway on May 6th. Parker Fredrickson would go quick time at 17.378 seconds. Heat race winners include Fredrickson, Chappell, and Perrigo. Isaac Chappell and Carmen Perrigo started on the front row of the main event. Carmen Perrigo would go on again to pick up the win. Ricky Lewis in second, Corbin Hazlett in third, Trey Jacobs in fourth, and Dustin Engel round out the top five. Next up, we have the Extreme Outlaw Midgets with a two-race schedule over the weekend. First night on May 5th, they were at Humboldt Speedway. Gavin Miller went quick time at 13.717 seconds. Heat race winners were Crum, Avedisian, and Mitchell. For the main event, we had Landon Brooks and Ashton Torgerson starting in the front row. Chase McDermott would go to pick up the win with Cannon McIntosh coming home in second. Ashton Torgerson in third. Thomas Meserol in fourth. And Daniel Whitley in fifth. Zach Dahm would go hard charger at plus 10, 18th to 8th. The next night, the Extreme Outlaw Midgets were at 81 Speedway on May 6th. Quick time went to Daniel Whitley at 16.770 seconds. Heat race winners included Mitchell, Avedisian, and McDermott. Front row for the main event was Jade Avedisian and Chase McDermott. Chase McDermott would go on to pick up the win with Cannon McIntosh in second, Gavin Miller in third, Jade Avedisian in fourth, and Chance Crum round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Chance Crum going plus 11, 16th to 5th. So after the two nights for the Extreme Outlaw Midgets, their current point standings are Cannon McIntosh in first, Jade Avedisian in second at 31 points behind, Chase McDermott in third at 59 points behind, Gavin Miller in fourth at 73 points behind, and Chance Crum currently in fifth at 104 points behind the lead. Last one here, we got Paragon Speedway, had non-wing sprints in action. Jake Scott and Sterling Kling were on the front row of the main event. Jake Scott would go on to pick up the win, with Sterling Kling coming home in second, Braxton Cummins in third, Trey Osborne in fourth, and Cody Trammell in fifth. Michael Clark was hard charger at plus four, 13th to 9th. Current point standings out there at Paragon were Jake Scott in first, Ryan Thomas currently second in points, Nathan Seale in third, J.J. Hughes in fourth, and Braxton Cummins currently fifth in points. So a lot of good racing action over the last week. I was able to make it out there to Eldora for the Let's Race 2 weekend, so very good time there. That wreck there, as mentioned with Zeb Wise, him taking a pretty hard hit there. Again, wish him the best in recovery. Sounded like everything checked out for the better. But just, you know, fingers crossed and hoping he can get back out there and rejoin the competition. He was having a pretty good season up to that event there. So we'll see how things go. And again, best wishes to Zeb Wise on his recovery there. A couple other news items to go over. Real quick to close out the show for this week. James McFadden, as previously mentioned, Roth Motorsports facing some penalty there for some tire testing failures that came back from their event at I-55 with the World of Outlaws. They appealed that, as previously mentioned, and through that appeal process, they did not win the appeal. So with that, the fines and penalties were imposed. It was a four-race suspension. The first two of that, they set out for the Eldora Let's Race 2 weekend. And then they'll also sit out the next two events as well. There's also some penalties there, which include, but not limited to, the forfeiture of the night in question for the failed tire test. And then also some fines and penalties, loss of points, and things of that nature. So, again, hope the team can weather through it, rejoin the competition in whatever capacity they wish to do, whether that be World of Outlaws, and regain the full schedule there, or do a pick and choose, or however they want to do there. But hope to see James McFadden back out there. It was a really strong team this year, and uh, hope, hoping to see more of them for sure. We also had some news come out about some moves with some drivers. It was announced Buddy Kofoid and Crash Motorsports were going to part ways. A lot of that sounded like schedule related, not being able to come to an agreement on what schedule they wanted to run for the remainder of the season and future plans, and ultimately ended up in a mutual decision to part ways there. So I look forward to see what happens with both of those, the team and the driver. Again, Buddy seemed to have a pretty good season going on in that car, so very strong car and strong driver there together. So look forward to see what's going to come up for both of them for the remainder of the season. Next, we have Parker Price Miller announced that he and McCandless Racing have decided to part ways. A lot of that sounds to be related to some engine disagreements, but again, not entirely sure the exact details there. Again, Parker Price Miller, another driver that seemed to have a very strong season going on. Racing part-time in that McCandless car, and then also some races in his own ride as well. So, with the departure there, Parker Price Miller will regain the majority of his seat time as his own team. And then McCandless, no word yet on their future plans for that ride as of yet. So looking ahead to the schedule over the next week, we have the World of Outlaws at Lincoln Speedway on Wednesday, May 10th for the Gettysburg Clash. And then Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th at Williams Grove Speedway for the Morgan Cup. Next, we have the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Jacksonville Speedway on Friday, May 12th. And then at Wilmot Speedway, Saturday, May 13th, along with the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series as a co-sanctioned event. Then we have the Fast on Dirt Series will be in action Sunday, May 14th at Knox Raceway in Pennsylvania. And then we have the NARC King of the West Series in action Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th at King Speedway in Hanford, California. Another weekly action for the Winged 410s on Friday, May 12th. We have Attica and Lernerville. And then on Saturday, May 13th, we have Fremont, Sharon, Wayne County, and Knoxville. On Sunday, May 14th, we have Sealands Grove and Huset's. Next, for the 360 schedule, we have the Great Lakes Super Sprints in action on Friday, May 12th at I-96 Speedway in Michigan. The ASCS Nationals Sprint Tour will be at Moberly Motorsports Park on Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. We have the SCC Sprint Car Challenge Tour in action alongside the NARC King of the West Series Saturday, May 13th at King Speedway in Hanford. Then we have the Empire Super Sprints in action at Utica Rome Speedway on May 12th in New York. For a non-wing schedule, we have the Power Eye War Series, that being alongside the ASCS National 360 Tour, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th at Moberly Motorsports Park. Then we have the MSCS Midwest Sprint Car Series. We'll be racing at Tri-State Speedway in Hobstock, Indiana on Saturday, May 13th. Power Eye National Midgets will be in action Saturday, May 13th at Macon Speedway in Illinois. So a lot of good racing action coming up over the next week. Again, hopefully things cooperate. We're able to get some good races in. And again, have another good quality episode similar to this week. as opposed to, you know, previous ones where the weather didn't cooperate and we didn't have that much to talk about. So much rather prefer weeks like this where we can go to some races, see some races in person, and have some things to talk about. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap up things for this week's episode of the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. Look us up on social media, on Facebook. You can like and follow us there. The podcast should be available just about anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. Apple, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Spotify, and all those. So check us out, like us, recommend us, rate us, you know, all those good things. So we appreciate any and all support getting. And as this thing develops and grows, I'm having fun. I'm hoping everybody else is having fun listening as well. So with that, this has been the Slider Insider Sprint Car Racing Podcast. My name is Sean, and we'll see y'all next week.